You know, I really like Chris Broussard. I always have. I always have. He's one of the few NBA analysts on television that's not woke, has never been woke. Hell, you can make the case that Chris Broussard is anti-woke. Remember a couple of years ago, I believe it was back in 2018, Lonnie Walker was coming off of his rookie season with the Spurs, and he said something negative about the 4th of July. I can't remember exactly what he said. I believe he disavowed the 4th of July or something to that effect. He wasn't celebrating the holiday, something like that. A day or two later, Chris Broussard goes on FS1, and there's just no better way to say it. The dude spoke the truth. It was brilliant. In response to Lonnie Walker saying that he wouldn't celebrate or he disavowed the 4th of July, here is what Chris Broussard said, quote, "Look, you want to be a revolutionary? You want to be woke? The most revolutionary thing a black man can do in 2018 in America is partner with a wife and raise strong, intelligent black kids who are committed to the upliftment of black people," end quote. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, you see what I mean? This was absolutely brilliant from Chris Broussard. I have always found him to be one of the few voices left in the woke sports media that actually has common sense. He hasn't bowed his knee to the wokers, which is why I was kind of disappointed with what I saw and heard from Chris Broussard Wednesday morning. He was on Undisputedly Woke with Captain Woke, Shannon Sharp, and Private Woke Skip Bayless. They were talking about the Sports Insider study that we discussed here on the channel yesterday. The study that revealed that LeBron James is the most hated player in the NBA. Interesting side note, by the way, this isn't the first time that LeBron has won this prestigious award from Sports Insider. He was also the most hated player in the NBA back in 2019. Anyway, they're talking about this on Undisputedly Woke, and Chris Broussard starts explaining why LeBron James is hated by most NBA fans. He starts off by saying that 24 states in the study where LeBron was number one on the list of most hated players, that those states are all red states on the political spectrum, which is true. I mean, that is true. It's also not surprising. Most of these states are in the middle of America where being woke is about the same thing as being a chomo. Walk into a bar in the middle of Oklahoma, tell them you're woke, you're probably not walking out. But the next part is where it gets interesting. I looked at this next part as Chris Broussard almost coming to the defense of LeBron James being hated. Here's what he said, quote, "LeBron James stands for something. When you stand boldly and unashamedly for something, you're gonna have people that love you and you're gonna have people that hate you," end quote. Chris Broussard is right. When you stand for something, you will have people that love you. You'll have people that hate you. That's right. But let me ask you something. What the hell is LeBron James standing for? I know what Muhammad Ali was standing for when he refused to go to Vietnam. I know what the civil rights leaders in the 1960s were standing for. They had a legitimate cause. You tell me, what is the cause that LeBron James is pushing? What is he standing for? Don't worry. Chris Broussard answers that question for us. Quote, "The first thing he stands for is against social and racial injustice," end quote. And I'm gonna stop it right there. So one of the things that LeBron James stands for is social justice. In other words, he's a socialist. I mean, that's what social justice is. You look up the definition of social justice. Its basic premise is wealth redistribution. That is socialism 101. The thing is, I don't think LeBron James knows this. I don't think LeBron James really understands what he's standing for. Because if he did, there's no way in hell that he could support it. You think LeBron James would support the government taking his money and giving it to people who do nothing? If he did support that, he would be a fool. Chris Broussard says LeBron also stands for racial injustice, fighting against racial injustice. What racial injustice? Someone please tell me. What racial injustice is LeBron James fighting against? This is a man who has never had a negative interaction with a police officer in his life. So it couldn't stem from his past history with police. Has LeBron James ever been denied an opportunity based on his race? Not to my knowledge. He's been a millionaire since he was 18 years old. Perhaps Chris Broussard is referencing police brutality. LeBron is fighting racial injustice for other minorities who are targeted by police. The problem is, that's a myth. Did you know that per capita, more white people are killed by police every year in America than black people? You never hear about that. If a white person gets shot by the cops, and it's actually reported on by the woke media, you know what is the first question most white people ask when they hear about it? What did the guy who got shot by the cops, what did he do wrong? Now, what's the first question LeBron James asks when a black man is shot by police? What did the cop do wrong? That is not racial injustice. That is a mentality problem. That is not a racial problem. Chris Broussard went on to say that LeBron started this whole movement of athletes standing up against injustice. And he's absolutely right. LeBron James did start this movement, and it started out innocently enough. LeBron James and the Miami Heat started this when they wore those hoodies pregame in support of Trayvon Martin. Now, I don't think anyone had a problem with this. Trayvon Martin should not have lost his life. He should not have been killed by George Zimmerman. I think we can all agree on that. That was something positive for LeBron James and other NBA players to stand for. I get it. But the problem is, like most things that start with good intentions, the movement fell off the rails. What started as something to get justice for Trayvon Martin and his family has turned into a full-blown woke movement. It led to Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the national anthem in 2016. It led to players in Major League Baseball doing the same thing, same in the NBA. Eventually, this disease called politics infected every sport that we love to watch in this country. When Chris Broussard was listing his reasons as to why LeBron James is the most hated player in the NBA, he left something out. Yes, there are people who hate LeBron because they don't agree with him politically. But in my opinion, the reason that LeBron James is vilified, and this is the biggest reason I think, is because he's a hypocrite. He wants to preach to all of us here in America about how unfair it is to be an African-American in this country. How he's afraid to walk out his front door for fear of being shot by police. How his people aren't given equal treatment. That equality word again. The favored word used by all wokers when they want to promote their agenda. Equality, equality, equality. He wants to right all these supposed wrongs here in America. All the while, he stays silent about the real human rights violations going on in China. And not only does LeBron stay silent, he profits off of Chinese slave labor. When the people of Hong Kong took to the streets to protest for their freedom, was that 2 years ago? LeBron James had the back of the communist Chinese government, not the people fighting for their freedom. The hypocrisy is the main reason that LeBron James is vilified by Middle America. People can disagree with athletes politically and still support them when it comes to their sports teams. But when people feel like you are a hypocrite, they are not going to support you. They're going to turn their backs on you because they feel like they're being lied to. Not only that, LeBron James has proven time and time again that he is uninformed when he is standing up for social and racial justice. I still got nothing but love for Chris Broussard. This is not a hit piece on him. He is still one of my favorite NBA analysts. I don't look at this at like this is Chris Broussard going woke. That's not what I'm saying. I just completely disagree with his take on LeBron James and him being the most hated NBA player and the reason why. LeBron James is not fighting for social injustice. LeBron James is being used. He is a pawn in a political game that he just does not understand. All right, what do you guys think of Chris Broussard's reasoning and his explanation of why LeBron James is so hated by the NBA audience? Is LeBron hated because he stands for social and racial injustice? Or is he hated because he is a blatant hypocrite? Sound off in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.